Welcome back, everybody. Tell me, Yomi Terup to Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph 67a, and we are on the bottom of Daf Samach Vav and Beis on the very last line. We're going through all these different refuos and the different things that people would do to go ahead and heal different illnesses, so we are going to continue in that discussion. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, Le'ishta Tilsa, if someone's having a fever every 3 days, Laisei Shiva Silve Mishiva Dikles, what you should do is you should bring 7 small branches from 7 date palm trees, Vishiva Tsive Mishiva Kshure, and 7 splinters from 7 wooden beams, Vishiva Sike Mishiva Gashure, and 7 pegs from 7 bridges, Vishiva Ktime Mishiva Tanure, and 7 pieces of ash from 7 ovens, Vishiva Afre Mishiva Sanare, and 7 things of dirt from 7 door sockets, Vishiva Kfure, Mishiva Arbe, and 7 things of pitch from 7 boats, Vishiva Bune, Mikamone, and 7 kernels of cumin, Vishiva Bine, Midikna, Dekalba Saba, and 7 hairs of the beard of an old dog, Vilitsirinu, Vichala, Debetavara, Benira, Barka, and you should tie all of these things by the neck of your shirt with a strand of hair, and that will do the healing. Now comes the Gemara with another remedy that we can have for sickness. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Le'ishta tzmirsa, if someone has a burning fever, Lishkal sakina dekuli parzla, so you should take a knife that's totally made out of iron, Veleza lehecha diika vardina, and go to a place where there's some sort of thorn bush, Veliktarba nira barka, and then tie on a strand of hair onto that thorn bush and return to it for 3 straight days. Yomakama, Lichruk Bay Porta Velema, on the first day you should go back and you should ruffle the thorn bush a little bit and say the pasuk Vayira Malach Hashem Eila Vegomer, when Hashem appears to Moshe in this thorn bush, so he appears to him, so you should say the whole pasuk over there. Lamchar Lichrok Bay Port of Elema, the next day you should go and ruffle the bush a little more and then say the next pasuk in that series, Vayomer Moshe Asura Nava Ere, that Moshe said, let me now go turn aside and see what is happening, that this thorn bush is being burnt but it's not being consumed. Lamachar Licharok Bay Port of Elema, Vayar Hashem Kisar Leros Vegomer. And the next day you should go back to that bush and move it around and then go and say that next pasuk that it came that Hashem turned aside to see Kisar. And through this, what we're trying to say is that just as you turned away the fire from consuming this bush, so too don't let this fire, this fever, go and consume me. Now the Gemara objects to this choice of psukim because there's another pasuk from that set of psukim that seems to be a much better one. But let him also say the pasuk that says, do not come closer to me, meaning you should stop over there. This seems to be a very good pasuk to say to your disease that would maybe get rid of the disease. So you should say that pasuk instead. So now the Gemara goes and changes. It says, you're right. The first day you should say, Vayar Malach Hashem Vegomer. And then on that same day, you say, Vayomer Moshe Vegomer. Then, Vilamachar Vlema, the next day, you should say, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. And then, Vilamachar, the third day, you should say, Vayomer Hashem Al Tikrav Halom. Now the Gemara tells us a continuation to this remedy. V'chi pasak le, and now when the fever goes away, Litase V'lifsike V'lema Hachi, you should bend down to the bush and cut it off and say the following. Say, Hasne, Hasne, thorn bush, lav mishum, the gvias kol, mikol ilane, ashrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shkinte alach. It's not because you were the greatest of all trees that Hashem chose to rest his presence among you. Ela mishum demaychas, mikol ilane, ashrei, kutcha brichu, shkinte alach. Rather, it's because you were the humblest of all trees that Hashem went to go and rest his presence on you. It's like what we say with the Medrash about Har Sinai, that it didn't go to the highest one, went to the middle one, whatever it may be. But there's also another pshat why Hashem chose a thorn bush. Rashi explains, because imo anochi bitzar, Hashem wanted to show that he feels the pain of the Jewish people with everything that they're going. But then the Gemara continues, says, and just as the fire that was going to consume Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah, so they were thrown into a fiery furnace, they were thrown into a burning oven, and they were able to survive when Nebuchadnezzar threw them in, and the whole big sugya about that, what are you allowed to sacrifice your life for? Not for us right now. But when they were thrown into the fire kind of ran away from them. So too, the fire of this burning fever should leave the son of this woman, meaning, again, remember we said the other day that you always say ben the mother's name when talking about a chole, so it should go and leave this person also, and this person should feel better. Now, there's a big discussion over here. The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tesvav has a whole question about the fact that you're not allowed to really use psukim to heal yourself, so why is this different? Maybe because it's life-threatening, maybe because this is just getting you the proper perspective, understanding that Hashem is really the one who heals. Again, not for us right now, but we should know that that exists. Now the Gemara goes and gives us other sort of therapeutic incantations that people used to use. So listma lemachi, if someone has boils, they should go and say the following. They should mention the angels that heal this specific illness, and they should say this. So say all of these things. These are the angels that were sent forth from Sodom to go and heal these boils. Now, Rashi points out that these angels don't actually come from Sodom, it's just that they happen to fit into the words of this incantation. But bazach, bazich, baz bazich, mas masich, kamon kamich. And then you say all those words, einech beich, einech beich. And you say, these boils, your color shall remain as you are, they shouldn't get worse, they shouldn't get any more red. Asrech beich, and your place where you are should remain, meaning these boils shouldn't spread. Zarech kekaluru kipirda, delo para velo ravaya, and they should not spread around like certain animals that multiply. Kach lo tifre velo tirbe begufe deponis bar ponis. So too, these boils should not multiply and should not spread on the body of this person. Lekipa le mahachi. Now another therapeutic incantation. If someone has blisters, they should say the following. Cherev shlufa vekela kinetusha. That in a sword and a slingshot placed in readiness. Lo shme yochav cholin machovin. Its name is not yochav, painful illness, meaning this is going to somehow, again, talk to those malachim who are responsible for these types of illnesses and create a situation where the blisters will be gone. Now, another one, the shida le'mahachi, if someone's dealing with a demon, they need to banish these demons, they should say the following. Now, just in general with demons, the Rambam writes that shadim don't exist, that demons don't exist, but he has a lot of gemaras to explain. We saw a lot of gemaras in Brachos, and now this gemara here. So it's a whole discussion as to how he does it. Again, not for us right now. But to banish demons, what should you say? Haves depakik, bepakik, haves. You were stopped up. You were lita, tavur, mishumas, bartit, bartame, bartina, kishamgas, marigas, vis tamai. And you should be cursed and broken and excommunicated, and you're called all these names. And basically, again, by saying these things, somehow it's going to get rid of these demons. Another one, lishida debes hakisei le'mahachi. For the demons that are in the bathroom that cause harm to you, you should say the following, akar kapei da'ari, upon the head of a lion, va'asusei deguriasa, and with the nostril of a lioness, of a woman lion, female lion, ashkachtun lishida bar shirika panda. You should be found this demon of bar shirika panda, who's in charge of the bathroom harm, v'meshra dekarti chatve, and upon the field, there's going to be a vegetable knocked off, beloa dechamara charte, and with the jawbone of a donkey, you smote him, and you got rid of him. So again, you say these things, and it's going to help. Now the Mishnah went on. The Mishnah told us, b'nei melachim bazog, and that princes are allowed to go out on Shabbos with bells, and the Gemara says, actually, this is true about any person. So ask the Gemara, Mantana, who is the author who says that any person is allowed to go out with bells? So the Gemara is going to say, is this assuming that everyone just has the status of a prince, or is this assuming that, no, really, just everyone's allowed to go out with it? So Mantana, who's the Tana that says that everyone's allowed to go out? Amar Avoshaya, Rabbi Shimon, it is Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon? Amar Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, that all Jews are like princes. This is talking about a Gemara we're going to see much later, talking about certain types of refuah, what's normal to go out with, what just looks like a refuah, but it's being used in this context now to show all Jews are like princes, and that's why everyone's allowed to go out with these bells, because we all have the status of a prince. Rava Amar Rava disagrees, and he says, Ba'arik B'ksuso. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the bells are woven into someone's garment, V'divrei HaKol, and that's why everyone's allowed to go out with this, but if it wasn't woven in, then in Acharami, only princes would be allowed, not every single person. Now comes another Mishnah, the last Mishnah of this parak. The Mishnah tells us other things that someone is allowed to go out with on Shabbos regarding healing. You're allowed to go out with certain healing things. So Yotzin Bebeitzas Achargol, someone's allowed to go out with on Shabbos a locust's egg, or b'shein shua, or a fox's tooth, uv masmer min hatzolov, or with a nail that is taken from a place where someone was hanged, mishum refua, these for the purposes of refua, you're allowed to take these out. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chacham moser ma'af v'chol, but the chacham say that this is not even allowed during the weekday. Why? Mishum darchei ha'emori, because this is a problem of darchei ha'emori. Rashi points out that nichoshu, this is like witchcraft, uksiv v'luchu koseim lo seilichu, that we're not allowed to follow in their ways, we're not allowed to do this witchcraft. Interesting that he doesn't quote the pasuk for witchcraft when he's talking about witchcraft, so maybe there's something else there. Again, not for us right now, but these are a problem of Darchei Amori. We're not allowed to go and follow in their ways. Now the Gemara goes and analyzes the Mishnah. So what are these therapeutic functions referring to? So Yotzim Beisas Hachar Gol Da'avdei L'Shilcha. So you're allowed to go out with this locust egg thing hung from one's ear because it's used to help ear pain. Ubishein Shel Shual Da'avdei L'Shtina. And for a fox's tooth, you're allowed to use this to help you with sleep disorders. Dechaya Laman Dnaim, the tooth of a live fox is used by someone who is always sleepy to keep them awake. And Demisa Laman Dlonaim, and the tooth of a dead fox is there to help someone fall asleep when they're having trouble falling asleep. Uva Masmer Min Hatzalov, and that you're allowed to use a nail from the gallows where someone was just hanged. De Avde Lizirfa. So this would be used to go ahead and heal the swelling of a wound. They would use this nail to go ahead and help that, so you're allowed to carry that on Shabbos. The Mishnah then said, Mishum Refua, that on Shabbos you're allowed to go out with this stuff for Refua purposes, but the Chachamim said, absolutely not, and not only are you not allowed to go out on Shabbos, even during the week is going to be a problem because of Darchei Amori. So now the Gemara comes and has Abai and Rava who have a psak about this machlokes. Abai and Rava, Damrei Tarvai, Abai and Rava both say, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refua, Ein Bo Mishum Darchei Amori, anything that is evident through the way it's being done, that it is being done in a way for refua purposes, that will not have a problem of Darchei Amori, because everyone knows that it's being done for refua. Rashi points out that it's Shaniris Refuoso, because it looks very clearly that it is for refua purposes, and therefore would not be an issue. Comes the Gemara and asks, Ha in bo mishum refua, yesh bo mishum Darchei Amori. So this seems to imply that if it's not because of refua, and it's not clearly expressing some sort of therapeutic value, then it would be a problem of Darchei Amori. V'hatani, but we have a brisa of Ilan Shemashir Perosov. If someone has a tree that is shredding and shedding its fruit early, so Sokro Visikra, so you're allowed to put red dye on it, V'toano Ba'avonim, and you're allowed to go and put rocks on it, so that way certain things are going to happen. Both of these things seem to be Darchei Amori. So Bishlama Toano Ba'avonim, so it's understandable that you're allowed to put the rocks on it, because what this is going to do, this is going to make sure that the fruits don't ripen early by putting this extra weight on it. It's certainly going to help. But if we're talking about just painting it red, my refuah ka'avid, what refuah does this do? And yet we see that this is allowed. This is something which is not for refuah purposes. It's not nikar. It's not clear that it's for refuah. This should be a problem darchei mori. So how are we supposed to explain this? So answers the Gemara, no, the reason why we color it red, or the tree is dyed red, is because people are going to see it, and they're going to see that something bad is happening to this tree, and then people are going to come and daven for it. When talking about a mitzora, it says, he shall call, I am Tame. Because we need to go and tell the public that this person is someone who is Tame. And the hope is that the people will then go ahead and have him in mind in the tefillah, so that way he can heal quicker. Now, there's an interesting shot here when it comes to Sarah, so he becomes Tameh because he said Lashon Hara, so maybe the reason why he needs the Rabbim is to show that people forgive him. But okay, that's a separate issue again, not for us right now, but we see that's why this really is something which is for refuah, and that's why it was going to be allowed. Now the Gemara points out, Amar Ravina, Kiman Talinan Kufsei Bedikla. According to who do we know that there's some sort of practice to go and hang dates on a date tree that's shedding its fruit too early? Kihai Tana, according to this Tana, who teaches us that a tree that's afflicted with this type of thing, we should tell others to go and pray for it, but we should also do something to do our best to increase its chance of holding on to its fruit. So we see this from our Tana over here. This is Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.